Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Once again, in tune two, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, because God is so good and He is blessing His worldwide ministry and platform, and it's truly growing. And it is marvelous in our eyes. So we give God the glory and honor and praise for that. So on tonight, because we do have a lot of new listeners, those that are normally tuned in faithfully, you already know what I'm about to say. I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the person of none other than my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He called me about a half an hour ago, so just let you all be updated and up front with you all as to what's going on with him. I am expecting him to dial in, but he is en route to going home from his job because he is a truck driver. So he called me about a half an hour ago and said that hopefully nothing happens that he won't be able to, that he will be able to tune in and bring and deliver God's word on tonight. So we're going to pray for him on tonight that he will be able to make it home safely and that he will be able to bring forth God's word on tonight. But just in case, that's why the word, we should always be also ready because you never know. Just in case, if he do not come on tonight because of his work situation, we're going to go a different route. But we're going to be led anyway, either way, we're going to be led by the Holy Spirit. So this is not about doing, it's the Lord's doing. And just like I said earlier, it's marvelous in our eyes. So we always open up with prayer. So we're going to do the same thing on tonight. I'm asking all the listeners, if you will please pray with me at this time. Why? Because we serve an awesome God. He can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty God we serve. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. Once again, we come giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for this another day that you have made. You've allowed us to wake up and see without hurt, harm, or danger through the night. We give you glory, honor, and praise, Heavenly Father, for who you are. We bless your name because you're worthy to be praised, because there is none other like you in all the earth. We thank you that you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth in your hands. We thank you that you are always in total control, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we hear, no matter how we feel or what we think. We know without a doubt that you are in total control, honor, and praise for it in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Norman King and his entire family, and every saved believer all over the land. Forgive us, Heavenly Father, because your word lets us know that all have sinned. Even though we are saved in Jesus' name, sometimes we do sin. So we just thank you that we have Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and that through him we can confess our sins and be restored and redeemed back to you. And that way we can continue to fulfill our God's purpose in the earth for your glory. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to move by your Spirit, Heavenly Father. Touch, heal, and strengthen and deliver those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies. Touch, heal, and deliver, Heavenly Father, as only you can, because we do know that you're still working miracles, signs, and wonders in the earth today. We also lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. Comfort and strengthen them as only you can, Heavenly Father. Let them know and remember that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them feel your presence. Let them feel your peace, your joy, your strength, even in their hour of bereavement. Because I, too, am a living witness, and I'm sure that a lot of listeners that have lost loved ones that are listening in now can bear witness that you are our strength and you are our comforter. You are the one who gets us through our trying times as we lose loved ones. So we continue to put our faith, hope, and trust in you, knowing that all things are working together for our good, even in the midst of losing loved ones. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will move by your Spirit on tonight, as you always do. We invite you to move by your Spirit once again on tonight over this worldwide ministry platform, that you would have your way, that you alone would get the glory in Jesus' name. It's our prayer, Heavenly Father, that should there be any listener on tonight that are not saved in Jesus' name, that are still spiritually blind, it's our hope, our prayer, and desire that something will be said on tonight, that they will be able to hear your voice, Heavenly Father. And they will be able to open their own mouth through your word. After hearing your word, they will open their own mouth and confess their sins and transgressions. They will ask your Son, Jesus Christ, to come into their hearts and save them, even on tonight. And after being saved, they will come to know, live in, and fulfill their individual God purpose in the earth for your glory. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we also lift up even our President Donald Trump. We continue to lift him up in prayer. Even our President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, we lift them up to you, Heavenly Father, that you would move by your Spirit, that you would work through them, Heavenly Father, even through this worldwide pandemic and crisis that we're living in and dealing with every day and almost for a whole year, because you have allowed it to be so, because we do believe without a doubt that mankind has gotten so far away from you that you do allow certain things to come upon us to draw us back to you. So we lift up, elect Vice President Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris to you, Heavenly Father, that you will move by your Spirit through them, that you will work through them, that they will continue to show love and compassion for all people all over the land, that you will be glorified through them. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. Help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. And I pray and lift up my cousin, Pastor Norman King, to you. Continue to protect him and guide him on tonight, even as he drives over the dangerous highways on his way home from work. And it's our prayer and hope and desire that it will be your will that he will be able to come forth on tonight and deliver your word. If not, we will continue to move forward as you lead and guide us through your Holy Spirit, that you alone will be glorified through this worldwide ministry platform on tonight. Because we know it's not about us, it's about you. It's about your Son, Jesus Christ. It's about your word going forth with power that you alone will get the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Continue to bless every listener that faithfully tunes in to this ministry. Continue to grant them the desires of their hearts is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another scripture food for thought. And it comes to us saying on tonight, and these are the words of Jesus. He told us in his word that you and I, as believers in Jesus Christ, will do greater work. Again, tonight's scripture food for thought. You and I, as sisters and brothers in Christ, per Jesus Christ himself, out of his own mouth, he told us in his word that we will do greater works. I am so grateful on tonight that the Lord has allowed himself to use me in any way that he sees fit, because it is my desire to be pleasing to the Lord. I know that I am not the only one. I know that there are a lot of faithful listeners on tonight. Your desire, your hope and prayer is to be pleasing unto the Lord, unto God. So that's our desire on tonight. It's to be pleasing to him that he will say unto us, to each one of us, when he called us home, that he will say unto you and unto me, my sisters and brothers in Christ, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You have finished your course. You kept the faith. So that's what we want to hear when we stand before God in the day of judgment. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joys of the Lord. We're going to get ready to go to our music break on tonight. And following the music break, hopefully and preferably, Pastor Norman King will have dialed in. But if not, we're just going to keep moving forward. And we're going to continue as the Lord leads us through and by his Holy Spirit, that he alone will be glorified through this broadcast on tonight. Because again, we know it's not about us. It's about him. It's about his son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. Enjoy the music break. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I love that song. I know that you do too. That is a personal song for me because I just thank God for Jesus that he thought that my life and your life was worth living. And he, guess what he did? He took it upon himself and he came down from glory and he sacrificed his own life for you and for me. We don't deserve it. We didn't deserve it. But thank God he did. Because of that, we can be saved in Jesus' name, and we can have a right to eternal life, to be with Jesus Christ, and be with our risen Lord and Savior, and be with our Heavenly Father, our Creator, throughout eternity. Aren't you grateful on tonight? Well, I am so grateful on tonight, and I thank God for Pastor Norman King. I was trying to give him a little time to get his breath. I see that he dialed in, so we're going to move forward. And that's why I was, just in case if he was not able to be on the line with us tonight, that's why we always have to have a backup plan. So I was ready to come forth as the Lord moved by his spirit. I was going to do something different, but thank God Pastor Norman King is on the line with us on tonight. So right now I am so excited once again to share with you, my listeners, my first cousin, none other than Pastor Norman King, who will be bringing forth God's word on tonight. And please do not hang up your phone. Do not go off the internet after he has concluded with the message for tonight, because he will be sharing with us a closing song titled Don't Let the Devil Ride. And it's coming by Brother Neil Robertson will be singing that song, Don't Devil Ride. So you don't want to miss that blessing after you have heard the word from Pastor Norman King on tonight after he concluded with his message. Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes.
You hear me okay?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Okay. Thank you. Like you said, I just, to God be the glory. I'm not going to leave
amen,
no
amen.
For anything else, but to God be the glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You know, we know he's a way maker. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he's a way maker. He's more than that, but I just felt like saying that right there. He's a way maker. Hallelujah. Anyway, tonight I'm so grateful, humbly grateful for another privilege and opportunity to be at the helm in Jesus' name. Thank God for my cousin. Amen. And I pray his strength as he continues to be all who God has designed and arranged and prearranged and ordained him to be. Amen. The list goes on. We can't say it all. The list goes on and on and on. Amen. But we thank God for the platform that God has designed specifically just for him, amen, to be the one who remains faithful to his call, to his assignment, amen. We pray, God, for all the listeners that you hear the word, amen, and know for sure that God's word never returned void. His word always accomplishes. It always accomplishes. I'm saying for the third time, his word always accomplishes. So tonight, without further ado, I know the prayer has been prayed, amen. We're going to get into the word, amen, and tonight we'll be looking at 2 Corinthians 6, verse 14 through 18. Now, whatever translation you have, just follow me as best you can. I'm going to read it from God's word translation. I love how it put this word out there. So it's going to be 2 Corinthians 6 chapter verse 14 through 18, it reads thus, 14, stop forming inappropriate relationships with unbelievers. Can right and wrong be partners? Can light have anything in common with darkness? Can Christ agree with the devil? Can a believer share life with an unbeliever? Can God's temple contain false gods? Clearly, we are the temple of the living God. As God said, I will live and walk among them. I will be their God, and they will be my people. The Lord says, get away from unbelievers. You see, that's verse 17. The Lord says, get away from unbelievers. Separate yourselves from them. Have nothing to do with anything unclean. then I will welcome you. See what he says? Then I will welcome you. The Lord, verse 18 says, the Lord Almighty says, I will be your father, and you will be my sons and daughters. Lord, that I may decrease, and that you increase. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Tonight we're coming from a topic, message, that says it's best to be alone than to be with bad company. Again, it's best to be alone than to be with bad company. Amen. And we're going to be dealing with Christians and their relationship with unbelievers tonight. Amen. And reiterate of the living God. We are the temple of the living God. Amen. Now, it's best. Come on, come on. See, when you're striving to be obedient to the Lord, what the Bible said, when I desire, Paul said it, he said, when I desire to be good, evil's always present. Amen. So some of us are trying to hold on to folk. Come on, huh? And trying to hold on to things. I just don't want to be alone, you know. No, let me tell you, misery loves company. And it's best to be alone than to be miserable. It's best to be alone than to always be back and forth and backbiting and everything. So in other words, it's best to be alone than to be with bad company. And tonight I'm going to deal with some things in this message, talk about distractions. Amen. Distractions, distractions, distractions. And we're talking about how we got to lay aside some things. Come on. Amen. So in this message tonight, I want to be able to say what the Holy Spirit say. Amen. That sound right?
Amen.
In other words, Paul was approachable. So he exhort them not to have intimate fellowship with unbelievers. See, Paul was concerned. See, a pastor got to be approachable. Come on. He got to have compassion, and he had to be passionate. Amen. For his members. Amen. You got to have a concern for them, that sometimes you got to know that, amen, I best to love you and hurt you in the process, because my hurting you by speaking the truth is going to help you. Amen. So Paul saw that there was some intimacy that the believers were sharing with unbelievers. Come on. Amen. So he saw where it was necessary to talk about it. Amen. See, some of the Corinthians were doing, I'm talking about, they was, you know, mingling. They was having intimate fellowship with unbelievers. So Paul said he saw that some of the Corinthians were doing this with Jewish false teachers, amen, who were opposing Paul and sowing discord in the church. So we know this is live even today. We got people who we are yoked with, amen. We know we got some folks who we are unequally yoked with. Come on, somebody, amen. And some of them is gossiping and saying all type of matter that goes against the Lord. And they causing discourse in the church. You see, we ain't got time for that. Amen. We got to be about our Father's business. Even when Jesus was on the way, he was a young man, little fella. Amen. And his parents got upset because they had separated. Amen. And because obviously it's like, you know, we use the term these days that somebody had bumped their head. It's like his parents had bumped their head and forgot who he was. Come on, somebody, man. And they went looking for, I think it's the Bible says, if I quote this right, He was missing for a day. It took him 3 days to find him. And they found him amongst where he's supposed to be. Amen. And he had to remind them, must I be about my Father's business? And I want us to keep that in mind tonight as I attempt to stay humble and allow the Holy Spirit to come forth with this message, because we must be about our Father's business. Amen. And we're talking about embracing the Lord. We're talking about being partners with the Lord. Amen. To become partners with, we have to be able to not be unequally yoked, because that affects us. Amen. Let me see what my note says. It says that in order for us to be the way God designed us to be, we got to be with like spirit. Amen. If you in Deuteronomy talks about, even that back in plowing, you can't have an ox and a donkey pulling the same plow, because they're not going to be equal. They're going to be uneven. Amen. As I continue, amen. To God be glory. Amen. And I love where it says that close relationships, amen, or a partnership between believers and unbelievers, you know what it results in? It results in unholy union. Amen. An unholy union. See, I know I'm not speaking nothing Greek tonight. These are things that, and Paul knew that as he was preaching the truth, that he was stepping on some toes. But I'd rather speak the truth where and let you be convicted by it with the hope that you'll get it right before God, amen, than to continue to let you go about your own personal business, knowing you define God each and every time that you're unequally yoked amongst unbelievers, amen. So here, I'm going to say again, there was relationships, amen, not just in the Bible, even in real life right now, as we on this earth, amen, there are relationships and there's partnerships, amen, between believers and unbelievers, and we already know it's going to result in unholy union, a unholy union, amen. I remember my first guy saved in Germany, and I was about to do something. Come on, brother, I was about to do something. No, I had no business doing, huh? I was a babe in Christ, huh? But I thank God for the one that God sent to establish me initially, because I remember he told me, he said, brother, pray when you're strong for when you might get weak. And the more I was sitting there allowing myself, amen, to a certain point to be infiltrated, if you will, amen. And see, the Bible says if you delight yourself in him, he should give you the desires of your heart. So my delight was in the Lord. I was about ready to do wrong, and boy, I'm sure he jacked me by the bed, and I took off running. You hear me? Running! Had to get out of there. Amen. 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 And God will. He's a ram in the bush. Come on. So, in other words, we talk about, after all, I'm back to my message, amen. You know, sometimes you got to, you know, expound on some real life stuff, amen, because we all have been through something, amen. And we, amen. So, after all, I'm asking a question. What does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? Come on, huh? Whether it's romantic, a romantic relationship, should I say, intimate friendship, you know what that can lead to. Come on. Or I'm going to go to another level, or a business partnership. Amen? At such, see what happens, okay? Compromise. See, such compromise negatively affects your intimacy with God. Come on, church. Amen? When we are unequally yoked, when we get out here in these romantic relationships and you're not even married, come on, somebody. We know what that means, premarital sex and all these type of temptations and everything, right? Amen? You got these little intimate friendships, you know. I'm talking about the people of God. See, it's expected from the world. But this message was talking to the believer, because the believer is the one who was cutting up. Amen? Mm-hmm. And Paul saw fit that I got to let them know. Amen. And this word is for somebody tonight. Amen. In other words, amen, we got to understand that all when we engage in by being unequally yoked, we are compromising our relationship. Let me back up. We are compromising the effects of our intimacy with God. Amen? Now, when you align yourself with those beliefs and lives are as far from God, your life is far from God. Amen? And you find God, guess what? Distancing himself from you too. Come on, huh? And you're sitting there wondering why you can't get a prayer through, huh? Huh? You praying and you hollering, but you see what God is saying now. Now, see, listen. This is talking about people who know the word. See, some of you out here, you know the word. Amen. We just got to do it. What James say? Faith without works is what? Dead. Amen. So this has been addressed to the people who knew better. Amen. Some of us know better, but yet we still, because we allow our emotions get involved. Amen. We allow that tossing to and fro and, amen, and all these type of, okay, y'all know what I'm saying, amen? I'm just trying to say something tonight. I'm just trying to speak a word to God's people, let them know that it affects you. It affects me, amen? See, I want to talk a little bit about separation, amen? And this is what happens when we are unequally yoked. See, we are separating ourselves from God. And it also affects our consecration. Amen. You see, people just misunderstand what separation really means. Amen. To most people, spiritual separation means that they have to give up this, quit going there, and stop doing that. Amen. And they feel it means never to have fun and enjoying the pleasure of the world. I got a footnote saying I thought the same thing at first. A boring life, man. I can't party no more. I can't club no more. I can't this. See, that's the enemy weighing in on you. That's the reason why it takes somebody. I'm going to use Paul as an example. It takes somebody to be led by the Holy Spirit, amen. And sometimes you got to be abrasive, amen, and let the people of God know, look at here, bro. Look at here, sis. Look here. You're on the right track. Come on. You need to come off from over there. Or you hear me, church? You're not judging. Come on, somebody. But you just it's just like being a mother or father. I'm a father, and I'm a grandfather. Amen. And even though at my age right now, look here, I let them know. I had a great aunt on my mama's side that even to as long as she was sound-minded. Come around her, she's going to tell you about some Jesus, y'all. Come on, huh? If you don't want to hear about Jesus, don't even come around her. Amen. And we got to get back to that, y'all. Amen. We got Amen. To speak the word of God. Amen. We got to let them know that Jesus loves them. Don't be dogmatic and judge them, but just you can stay on the note of just expressing the love of God. Amen. Just tell them to look here. Jesus loves you. And so why are you here in the church? So back to the separation. Amen. See, to live a life according to Christ is not a boring life. And if anybody believes that or think that, then it takes us to be actively involved in obedience of God and allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us and to embrace them, amen, and let them know it's not. There's some activities that God expects us to be involved in amongst the kingdom of God. And so here, as Paul was addressing the people of God, because he saw some of them were wayward, amen. You understand what I'm saying? Some of them they started compromising, amen. See, however, the greatest call in all the world is the call to separation and consecration. We got to be separate. Come on, y'all. We got to separate ourselves from the world. Amen. There's a mission to go out and seek and save that which was lost, but I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about mingling and involving in these ungodly conversations. And like I told my cousin James, no, MC, yeah, tell him, James, we talk about so many things. Amen. I told another friend of mine today that I was talking to someone. And they got to talk about the election. And I said, let me share something with you. I'm going to tell you what I told the guy, look at here, bro. I said, I don't want to hear nothing about no election. If you want to talk to me, let's talk about Jesus. You can't talk about Jesus, then we ain't got nothing to talk about. Are you hearing me, church? Amen. Because, see, we get involved in all this stuff that don't mean nothing. Come on, huh? Mm-hmm. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And it's righteous, and all the things shall be added unto you. Amen. I'm trying to say that it's best to be alone sometimes, y'all. Y'all get the drift. Yes. Instead of being with bad company, get away, especially when you're trying to get yourself lined up and being consecrated before God. Amen. Is that all right, church? I'm trying to say something. Amen. In other words, we got to get ourselves right. Separation means the action or state of moving or being moved apart. Amen. Consecrate yourself. Essentially, it means the holy, W-H-O-L-L-Y, that holy, the holy, to wholly dedicate yourself to something of greatest importance. Amen. So we got to be consecrated. Amen. In other words, don't allow yourself to be infiltrated by sin. Amen. By the desires of the world. Amen. Because, see, you see some pretty girl. I'm a man, so I'm going to speak. I ain't going to speak about another man. You see some pretty gal. Amen. She looks this. She got this. Back in our day, Brother James, you know, you talk about the brick house. Amen. Come on. 36, 24, 36, huh? Come on, huh? Brick house, huh? And, see, we ain't got no business carrying on like that now as we are in Christ Jesus. Amen. So you got to get that stuff behind you. Amen. If somebody approach you with that, then you got to say, look here, they used to call me Saul. Now they call me Paul, huh? Come on, huh? That's not who I am anymore, amen. I had my Damascus Road experience now. Come on, I'm saying you got to be blunt with folks, amen. Because, see, what happened is, and sometimes when you get yourself marred in some stuff that you know ain't right, amen, and you seem like you don't know how to get out, just start calling Jesus' name, amen. See, it's so simple, amen. You ain't got to be trying to be astute and all these type things. Just start saying Jesus' name because that's the sweetest name I know, huh? Yeah. Amen. In other words, just say Jesus' name, amen, in the name of Jesus, amen. And even I've learned this through my own life, y'all. If I can just say his name meaningfully, I don't mean saying it ain't living right now. I'm talking about it, even when you are in the midst of something you know ain't right and the desire in your heart is to get out of it, just start saying his name. And you got to repeat it over and over and over. But see, Paul, I'm going back to Paul because it makes a difference who your pastor, who your bishop is, amen. They got to have an open heart. As I'm a pastor, so I got to have an open heart. I got to be approachable. I can't go out here living any kind of life my own self. Come on, y'all. I must have an open heart. Amen. So, in other words, an open heart is absolute, it's essential for us to be separated from the world and to be consecrated. We have an open heart. Amen. No person is going to separate themselves from the world and consecrate his life to God. Guess what? Unless he has an open heart and mind. Amen. You have to allow the Holy Spirit to come in and sup with you. Jesus says in Revelation 3:20, I stand at your heart's door and I knock. Let me in. Amen. So as we continue on with the word, amen, Paul's heart is open and it's full of affection for the Corinthian church. That's the reason why, you know, my mama James and your aunt used to say when we get to acting up and cutting up and she get that belt, she said, now, this going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you.
It's going to hurt you.
And I did not understand that until I had my own kids. Now, why did I use that example? Because I'm talking about Paul. Paul was concerned about the Corinthians. Amen. That's why he opened up his heart. He was full of affection. Amen. And he spoke directly to the church. Amen. As though he was face to face with them. Amen. Which always shows strong feelings. See, some of our, I'm just generalizing, amen, some of our pastors has disconnected themselves from the body, amen. And what I'm trying to say is that we got to get back, amen. Get back. I know we're doing this pandemic and all kind of stuff is going on, amen. There's a lot of complacency that's going on. Come on, huh? It is, amen. So we got to understand that. And if your pastor's not connecting with you the way you feel he should, pray for him. Pray for him or her, grudgingly, amen. Because you ain't getting nowhere that way, amen. Pray for them sincerely, amen. Be real. Is that all right, church? Amen. And I just, you know, this is gonna be a part two because I know I won't be able to finish all this tonight. But I'm gonna go ahead and hit a few points, amen. And I want to say something, amen, about unbelievers and believers, amen. They are different. There's a difference from unbeliever and a believer, amen, just like night and day. And that's the reason why we fall short because, see, we're trying to be entertainers. We're trying to entertain. God didn't call us to be entertainers, amen. We got so many Christian supposed to be. It is an example. It might not be the example God wanted you to be exemplified, but because we're trying to compete with the world. We are picking up so many of the world ways, amen? And see, and that makes us, what, unequal too, because we want to be, first of all, equal with God, amen? What I'm saying, like it says in Philippians, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, amen? So in other words, I'm saying, let's get right with God, amen? Whatever it is that we know that we're doing that's not right, let's get it right, amen? See, I love how John 4:23, where Jesus said that the Father is seeking true worshipers. And my point for saying that is because my next statement here, genuine believers are radically different from unbelievers. Amen? Believers differ from unbelievers in fellowship. Amen? Another question. What fellowship does righteousness have with unrighteousness? Amen? The word unrighteousness means lawlessness. Amen? Unbelievers have not and do not obey God. Wow. We got to be real, church. Amen? So why are you connected with them like that? That's not saying go not go out and be a witness. I'm talking about you are embracing and you down in and involved in all these conversations, amen, that's not Christ-centered. See, as believers, me and you, my brother and sister, we got to be Christ-centered. So if I'm going to share a conversation with an unbeliever, I got to make sure I don't deviate from God's plan. Amen? So unbelievers have not and do not obey God. They live and guess what, and do as they wish, not as God says. We must do as God says. So why are you mingling with the ones that don't even do what God says? Come on, church. We got to be real now. See, the unbeliever, they reject God and what God says and go about doing their own thing. Amen? See, and you sitting there going along with them. Come on. I'm just speaking a direct word. I'm just giving an example of what Paul gave the Corinthians. I'm just sharing with you tonight on this worldwide platform. Amen? They reject God, I'm saying. And what God says, amen, and go up and they go about doing their own thing. Amen. They rebel. I'm talking about the unbeliever, y'all. They rebel against God and his commandments, living lawless and unrighteous lives. So why are you all yoked up with them? Amen. We got to be separated. We got to separate ourselves because God calls us to be consecrated. Amen. Is that all right? Another thing about unbelievers, they have not believed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to save them. Amen. 1 John 3:23 says, and this in his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his son Jesus Christ and love one another as he gave us commandments. Amen. So what we're saying, don't be, in other words, go back to my topic, it's best to be alone. If you sit here struggling, amen, you know you ain't living right, amen, and this message is for you because you feel lonely. You feel you want to be a part of, you want to be a part of somebody. Make sure you be a part of righteousness, amen. Be part of someone who loves God, amen, because, you know, that's how God will shape and mold you and get you back where you're supposed to be by you putting forth the effort. Come on, somebody, and humble, amen, desiring to come out of where you're at, to be back in fellowship with God's people. Amen. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Matthew 5:6. And that's so true. If you hunger and thirst for righteousness, he said, he will fill you. Come on, y'all. And you may be damaged goods for now. If you may be damaged goods tonight, but that's why you're hearing his word. Because God is saying, I'm giving you tonight what you've been praying for. Amen? Lay aside. Lay aside. Is that all right? Lay aside. And I want to say a few things, amen. I'm going to get to the lay aside, but it may be coming next week. I'm not sure yet. But I want to make a few points before I get off this air tonight, amen. And it's talking about us laying aside weight, unnecessary weight, amen. But it's saying every weight, everything that you know is weighing you down, lay aside. Heavy load, heavy load, heavy load. You know what it is. See, I've learned this as I'm growing in Christ, as I'm growing, you hear me? Growing in Christ, amen, that we know what the issue is. We know what the problem is. We know what we're doing. We know what we ain't doing, amen. So what the word is telling you, like, lay aside every weight. And when you lay aside every weight, desire God, amen. If you desire God, amen, he will help you. Is that all right, church? He will help you if you lay aside, amen. I'm going to read a couple of verses here, so I want to make sure that I get this, get my verses in, amen, for the night. And I got Hebrews 5:14. Bear with me. Amen. To God be glory. 5:14. Hebrews 5:14. Here again, I'm reading from the God's word. It says, however, solid food is for mature people whose minds are trained by practice and to know the difference between good and evil. Come on, somebody, amen. So what kind of food you eat tonight? Amen. I went somewhere, I'm not going to name it because I'm on the air. I went somewhere last night to get my wife something to eat. Lord have mercy. Huh? I ain't going to name the place, but how are you going to be a chicken facility and all you got is thighs? Huh? Thighs. My wife wanted some legs and some wings. And they told me, I said, are y'all serious? All you got is what? They said, sir, all we got is thighs. And you a chicken place, huh? Why I'm saying that, y'all, because I'm talking about some solid food, amen? solid food is for mature people. Amen. Now, that's you can right. say, well, what they got to do with the chicken place? Everything. Because you know what you like. You know what you desire, man. So why you eat something you know you don't like? Amen?
That's right. Amen.
Now, I'm saying now, however, I'm going to come back to this verse, right? It says, however, solid food is for mature people whose minds are trained by practice. Is your mind tonight trained by practice? Paul told what it says. He told Timothy, study to show thyself approved unto mm-hmm. God. That mm-hmm. a workman need not be ashamed. Why? Because he's able okay. to rightly divide the word of truth. Amen. So you got to feed on
right.
some good stuff. Amen. Mr. Red dead and gone, but he's obviously, I got good stuff. My stuff is good stuff. Amen. I'm going to ask you a question tonight. Is your stuff good stuff? Where the only way your stuff is good, it got to be in Christ Jesus. Come on, huh? So God is saying,
amen.
Get away from them. Listen, it's best to be alone. See, some of you think you got to be around folk. Come on, huh? I just need some compassion. No, some companion. Hey, man, let me tell you something. If you're trying to get right with God and you know you weak, come on. Man or woman, you, whichever one it is, amen, get away from it. Listen, you got to know how to hold them and know how to fold them. Come on, huh?
Yeah,
out from
no
among
to
them because you got to know that right now I don't need to be here. Amen. They say in the movie, run, Forrest, run. My name is Norman. Say, run, Norman, run. Get away
yes,
from them,
Lord.
Huh? Because you need to be separated from all the sin. Come on, y'all. All the atmosphere that you was once a part of. Amen. I know you may be going through this and going through that, but God sent a word through me tonight to let you know it's best to be alone than to be with bad company.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
So get off from around the company that you are allowing to drain you down. Like the guy I talked to earlier today, he want to talk about the election. I mean, he was thorough. He had it going on, y'all. Amen. And I said, listen, bro, don't mean no harm. But I don't have them conversations, bro. Well, you know, he trying to justify somebody. I said, let me tell you something. That man is speaking how he feel. He said, I said, no, the Bible, come on, bro, James. The Bible said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth shall speak. So what's coming out of you tonight? Amen. What, is it righteousness or unrighteousness? Amen. If you got something going on, amen, in your life that's not right, and you know why it's not right, it's because you keep hanging around them folks that don't believe in God. Amen. So God is saying you need to come out from among them. You need to be separate. Amen. You need to consecrate yourself. Amen. You got to come before God. Amen. Sincerely. And say, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. Help me. And I want to say this before I get ready to get out of here tonight. Amen. I want to say that take back your temple. Amen. Our temple, our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. God is saying to somebody tonight, he said, what you need to do is take back your temple. Amen. I went to the doctor, had some blood work, and they said my number was high, and they wanted me to go a certain route. I said, I'm not going that route. So you got to stand firm, y'all. And they on the phone, they said to me, I said, no, I'm not going to do it. I said it about three times, Brother James. I said, I'm not going to do it. And I told them why. I said, I know why my number's wrong. I mean, they said what? I said, bad eating. Huh? I said, bad eating. So what? In other words, why am I saying this tonight? I'm saying because you can know what to do, but knowing alone is not going to get it done. Amen.
You got to do it.
Amen. You got to apply those things you know that God has said to your life. The first thing you got to do is repent, though. If you just sin before God, don't try to do things without repentance. Repentance is got to be number one.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. You got to do that 180-degree turn. Amen. And then start lining yourself up with the things that you know. And God sent you by the night to hear this word. Amen. What God is saying, I need you to. And I told him on the phone, I said, I'm not going to do it because I know what my problem is. Amen. My problem is I ain't been doing right. Well, I'm going to do right now. And I started a week from a day. I started back eating right. And, Bro Jake, I feel so much better. Amen.
Yeah,
and I tell you, and the same thing about the word of God. Amen. You know the word.
That's right.
When Paul coming to them, he wasn't coming like they didn't know the word. They knew, but they still were living a life that wasn't pleasing to God. And that's why he said, be not unequally yoked with unbelievers. Come out from among them. It's a sad commentary when you got believers. It's still out here attached to all these unbelievers, amen, hanging out with them, amen, and where's the Christian friends at, amen? If you damn as good, you got to get back within the kingdom of God, amen? Get around some folks that God has set you up with, amen? In other words, we got to have a want to come out of where we at. We got to have a desire, amen? A desire is a want to, amen? And you got to encourage yourself, say, I want to come out from amongst them. So I know what to do. For some of you who know what to do, amen. And Paul, actually, I'm getting back to the Bible. He was addressing people who knew. So in other words, you got to want to, desire, and you got to can do, which is confidence. You got to be confident to know I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. Like what I've been doing for a week now, I've been doing what I know I'm supposed to do, and that's why I feel so much better. This word is to somebody tonight, you can do it. You got to boost up your own morale. Boost up your own confidence.
You
I can do it by Christ Jesus, amen. And have a plan, a how-to. How? Because they want to, can do, how-to. Amen? So desire, be confident, and have a plan. Amen? Many people fail because they want to jump straight to the how-to. Huh? Without establishing a foundation of a want to and a can do. Huh? Come on. So there's a divine order. God has a divine order for you and for me. And if you is out there amongst those unbelievers, this word is for you tonight to get yourself back on track. You got to separate yourself and allow the Spirit of God to just clean you up. Amen. From the inside out. Amen.
Amen.
So you can get back in line. Get back in line. Get back in line. Amen. This is I'm going to finish this next week, amen, a part two, because I don't want to rush tonight. And this is definitely a word that God has for his people. Well, but let me get back to my little point before I close. Take back your temple. Take back your temple. You allow your temple to be just scarred up and bruised by making wrong decisions and not feeding your spirit, amen. And God sitting me by tonight to tell you, take back your temple. Amen. Mm-hmm. In the name of Jesus, take back your temple. It's best to be alone than to be with bad company. Is that all right, church? I'll say it again, it's best to be alone than to be with bad company. I'm going to get my song lined up right now. To God be the glory. I'm going to say it again, it's best to be alone than to be with bad company. Now, I'm going to go ahead and play the song, and then after the song, you'll hear Brother James. Amen. And we'll come back with part two next week. I just did some foundational scriptures and some tonight, but we'll just go ahead and fine-tune it next week. Lord willing.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That song, Don't Let the Devil Ride, that really tune, that really ties into today's message. Pastor Norman King, that really ties into today's message. It's best to be alone than to be with bad company. So just like the song said, don't let the devil ride, because if you do, guess what? He's going to assume, he's going to want to drive. He's going to take them keys, and he's going to take over that car. So you have no control. Then once you start letting him drive, he's going to take over your car. So don't let him ride from the beginning. I thank God for this message on tonight. Just as Pastor Norman King said, stay tuned for next Saturday. There will be the conclusion of the whole matter regarding this message title on next Saturday night on the 28th, coming from Pastor Norman King, part two. You don't want to miss part two. You want to get to the conclusion of the whole matter regarding this message title for tonight. It's best to be alone than to be with bad company. And I am a witness to that. It is a fact. I can testify to that my own self. It's the truth. So we thank God for this message on tonight, and I pray that the listeners have received this word, that you were blessed by it, and that it has helped you. And not only helped you, but you're going to share this word with someone else that they can be blessed by it as well. So we're going to continue to lift up Pastor Norman King. We're going to continue to lift up all those, our sisters and brothers in the body of Christ. We're going to continue to encourage one another in God's word. We're going to continue to pray and lift each other up through prayer, because the prayers of the righteous still avail as much. So thank God for you, the listeners, on tonight. I pray that you were blessed by this word on tonight as I was myself. We're going to get ready to close out for tonight. I'm encouraging every one of you on tonight, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Continue to stay safe. Continue to keep wearing your mask. Continue to stay 6 feet apart or more. Continue to wash your hands so that you can stay safe yourself and stay help those around you and your family, your friends and loved ones stay safe, because this coronavirus is no joke. This is a serious matter, and the enemy is having a field day with it. So we are going to be likewise. We're going to do what the governors and those that have rule over us tell us to do, those that are in the medical field, scientists and the doctors that are instructing us and telling us what to do in order that we might live and not die. So we want to be obedient to them so we can continue to walk out and fulfill our God purpose in this life, that God will be glorified through us. In Jesus' name. So right now we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name. We thank you for knowing that you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like. We thank you that you have all power in your hands. We thank you for your grace and your mercy toward us in spite of ourselves. Heavenly Father, we continue to lift up all those that have bereaved on tonight. Continue to comfort and strengthen them. Continue to strengthen them as only you can in the name of Jesus. Continue to touch, heal, and deliver, and strengthen those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies as only you can in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we also lift up all those that are faithfully tuned into this worldwide ministry and platform. Continue to bless them and grant them the desires of their hearts is our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to have your way, Heavenly Father, in our lives individually, then as a corporate body of believers in the name of Jesus. We thank you in advance for what you're going to do on tomorrow for your men and women of God that's going to bring forth your word, whether they're actually in your house or whether they're on social media delivering your word. We pray, Lord, that you will move by your spirit to the saving of souls on tomorrow that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word on tomorrow is our prayer. In Jesus' name, we give you the glory, honor, and praise for who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. All of God's people said, amen. Well, again, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.